Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 23, Inherit the Promises. Today's focus scripture is taken from Hebrews 6:11 through 12, which reads, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." This scripture gives you awesome wisdom on what is needed to obtain the promises of God, faith and patience. You need both to sustain yourself long enough for the promise to come into your life. Otherwise, you will abort it. A couple of weeks ago, I heard a pastor define faith as expecting the best from God. I think you can only expect the best from God when you know His character and when you know His word. In one of my favorite scriptures, the Bible says of God's character in Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?" With this in mind, you can expect the best from God when He says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord," and this comes from Jeremiah 30:17. To strengthen your faith, you must create and keep a picture in your mind of what health looks like to you. I actually recommend writing that vision down and reviewing it regularly. I had a woman write to me once to say that she had read my website and material, yet still wasn't healed from her food addiction. The Holy Spirit led me to ask her if she could see her life without the food addiction as part of it. She never responded back to me. I suspected that she could not even picture her life without it, and if she couldn't see herself putting away the addiction, then she would never be free of it. There is a reason why God told Abraham that He would number his descendants as greater than the stars of heaven and the sand as the seashore. He gave Abraham a visualization to hold on to of the promise, one that would encourage and comfort him during the waiting. Because Abraham knew that God would not lie to him, when he pictured the number of his descendants as the stars and sand, then his heart would be filled with joy because he knew that it was good as done, and the joy of the Lord is strength. The second requirement to inheriting God's promises is patience, which is simply the ability to wait and watch. It sounds so easy, but we all know that it is not. When God promises us something good, we want it right now. I once thought of it as like little children on a road trip to Disney World asking their parents constantly, "Are we there yet?" But as they mature, they learn to trust their parents, even though sometimes they might get tired of waiting during the drive or get bored with the scenery. They don't start doubting that their parents are taking them to Disney World. To pass the time, they might imagine what they are going to do once they get to Disney World, a sign of faith that they believe they will get there. Or they might encourage themselves by watching for milestones that they are headed in the right direction. Regarding your Christian weight loss goals, be just as diligent and determined that you will inherit the promises that God has for you. With faith and patience working in you, they are yours. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.